Just being on the rocks when the sun comes over the horizon, it's pretty cool. You feel alive, even if you're tired. It was about 3.5 years ago, and I was fishing on my own. I got swept in, and I was in the water for about 40 minutes. Pretty much resigned myself to dying. Well, I was thinking silly things like, you know, why couldn't have I had a car accident on the way up? You know, at least my parents would have had a body to bury, or, you know, that's the sort of stuff you think about when you think you're going to die. Yeah, it was a big swell, and I guess a wave that wasn't big enough to pound me against the rocks, but just lifted me over the lip of the ledge, and yeah, I was pretty lucky, because at one stage I was about 500 metres from the rocks, just floating on my back. I went and saw a psychiatrist for a while because I was having nightmares. I still have flashbacks when I wash the shampoo out of my hair in the shower. If the water goes over my face, yeah, I still have flashbacks. But I took pretty much 12 months off fishing. I just messed with my head too much, so. But I'm a lot more cautious. I never go on my own anymore. My wife won't let me. But I wouldn't want to anyway. I always check the internet these days, and if the swell's approaching 2 metres, I don't even bother. 1 to 1.5 metres swell is probably ideal, but if it starts approaching the 2 metre mark, it's getting a bit dicey. It's a life-changing experience. I wouldn't wish it upon anyone.
I used to go with a couple of mates. We all knew, like we were all newbies. None of us knew anything about it. We just went to tackle shop and asked them. Sometimes we listened to them, sometimes we just think, oh, you know, maybe just cliche. We fished for like 1 hour and the highest water got up to my ankle, but just suddenly it was like higher than my shoulder. 3 big waves came, I got washed in, and I didn't know whether I was facing down or facing up. I was really scared because my glasses got washed away and my fishing gears and everything, but I just gave up all those. I got cuts and bruises all over my body. Finally, I landed on the rock ledge and then I stood up. I was like 20 meters away from the place that I was standing at. But luckily, I got washed into the small rock pool. If you never fell into water, I think you wouldn't know what it is like. You can't control anything at all. Hitting the ground, knocking your head on the ground, cutting your legs, all the oysters. And then after that, I purchased life jackets and rock boots.
Two fortunate rock fishermen who learnt their lesson and lived to tell the tale. Not everyone is so lucky. Tony Wood is crew chief of the Westpac Helicopter Rescue Service. For 28 years, he served as a British Royal Marine. For the past 7, the rocky shore and unforgiving sea that lie a bare 200 metres from his Sydney office is the new battleground. He gets to deal with the unlucky ones.
There's times when we can be called 4 times in a week, unfortunately normally to bodies as opposed to live personnel. Last month, for instance, there were 7 rock fishermen all deceased. Out of those 7 bodies that were, or 7 fishermen that were missing, 2 have never showed up. Pretty awful, but that's just a fact of life. It is one of the most dangerous rescues we will conduct because it's always around the rocks and it's always in bad weather, sea conditions, otherwise they wouldn't be in the water. Head injuries are horrendous. They get knocked out and then they'll drown, or they'll get so much bark scraped off them you wouldn't believe, and then that might create a problem with sharks. More often than not, it's not that, it's getting stuck under the rocks. They will be picked up by these waves and taken into the rocks underneath without a shadow of a doubt. I lose sympathy over some of these people. We did one 6 months ago where this gentleman had no right to go fishing in the conditions that were there. He was in thongs, shorts and a t-shirt with a 3 metre swell. He got swept in and he died. He left a wife with 7 children and she was 8 months pregnant. He had no right to go rock fishing in those conditions. So my sympathy is in with the families. I put my crew in danger every time we go out to retrieve the bodies, because they must be retrieved, because there is a closure for the family. And if they believe that everything possible was done to recover the body of their loved one, then that's closure for them.